Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 minutes past 8 o'clock, it's Cambridge Breakfast this morning with Julian Clover and Rosie Applin. Lucy is back on Monday. She's having a staycation.
Lovely.
As was mentioned in the news. I don't think she's gone to,
Dorset.
No, I think she's gone to a spa. Now, there's a surprise. But we've got our Mill Road moment. And as we've been doing throughout the last few weeks during the partial closure of the Mill Road Bridge, Councillor Dave Bagent is here. Good morning, Dave. Thank
Good
you for
morning,
coming
Dave.
In.
Good morning, Julian. Good morning,
as
Rosie.
As always. So how was Cownhill Spanky then?
Oh, it was fantastic.
This was last Saturday, of course.
This was last Saturday. We had five bands live outside Tesco's between 3 o'clock and about 8:30 in the evening. And it was amazing. At one point, I think there was 300-400 people there. And throughout the day, there were people coming by, stopping. It was an amazing atmosphere. And what's been really significant about all these events is the peacefulness of the people that are watching.
Interesting.
There were people... People were drinking, but there was no alcoholism, there was no unruly behaviour. It was just really fantastic.
And how
fun.
Does something like Saturday's event compare to, say, the Mill Road Winter Fair, which I don't know if the dynamic is any different at all?
I think the atmosphere was the same.
Right.
The dynamic is different. It's very different. It's individual. It's one-off things that are happening. It's not the whole road. The road, of course, wasn't closed. There were still vehicles going up and down it. But the dynamic was...
You can quite easily get through. I went over on... where did I go over? I think it was Sunday. It's a bit of a squeeze pushing your bike over, it has to be said, but you can still push your bike over.
You have to mind your legs, though, don't you, when the other person comes the other way.
When you get on the bike, I think you need a contraflow system, and it's bad enough on the A14 without having one on the Mill Road as well. I'm kind of thinking that this sort of event is going to be missed once the bridge reopens, and we're not fully, and we're not too far away from that now, are we?
No, we're not. It'll be reopening on the 25th, and there's been no indication from Govia that that's going to change. There's a lot of stories going around, but as far as I'm concerned, they're just rumours. I think Govia will come.
What sort of story? Suggesting it might
be
delayed
another 6 weeks and things like that. That's not going to happen. It's going to, as far as I know, it's going to be open.
Because sometimes these things, because we get the statement, say, from the Highways Agency when they are doing one of these weekend closures on the A14, sometimes these things get done early.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
They're right on schedule. They've set a very stringent programme and they've achieved that. I mean, what we're looking forward to is a massive event we're going to be throwing on the 24th, the Saturday, which is going to run from around 12 o'clock through to 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So it's not this Saturday, the following Saturday, bank holiday weekend, in other words.
We've got a whole host of things lined up and we're looking for people to come forward with sort of 10-minute, 15-minute juggling acts and violinists and things like that that can just... perform.
Oh, I'd call up Lucy. She could bring her ukulele along, I think.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Why don't you come? Anything that's acoustic is more than welcome. We've got St. Philip's Church is the focus of this, but it will be out on the street as well. And we've got...
So St. Philip's Church, that's near to the Co-op and the Tesco, isn't it?
On the left-hand side. Yes, it's just been renovated all 3 or 4 years ago. I say just. It's an old church, but it's been renovated. But we've got folk music and song from Kelly and Woolley, guitar and flute, solo songs, poetry, storytelling. The music will cover a whole wide period. We've got a couple of discovered local singers. Fonny, who is going to do some jazz renditions, and Paula Downs, who's going to do some classical music.
Wow.
So we are really looking forward
to it.
Sounds
fantastic,
It's going to be a finale to be remembered.
Quite a mix then, by the sounds of things.
Indeed.
And that is going to be... That's the final event of the Mill Road Summer,
that will be the final event of Mill Road Summer. But as I say, if anybody's got any small little acts and they want to get in touch with me, please do, and we'll put you on somewhere, because we want the road to be... alive with people entertaining the people that are walking past.
How do people find you, Dave? Very easily, I think, is the short answer.
Yeah. just put Dave for Labour into Google and I'll pop up. I'm afraid that's the handle that I got.
You are quite ubiquitous.
Yeah,
What happens next? This is the intriguing thing, because there is the danger of middle-class people like me saying, well, this is jolly nice, let's shut the road all the time. But, of course, it's not quite as simple as that, is it?
No, it's not that simple. At some time, at some time Mill Road will have restricted traffic on it. It's not going to be in the immediate, I'm sad to say. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like them to see them just open it for buses and taxis.
So it could be a bit like if you walk into the city centre, for example, down Regent Street. You can get through if you need to get through, if you're doing a delivery at certain times, if you're a taxi and the odd bus here and there. But for the most part...
I think people have forgotten how bad it was. And they've just got used to it being like it is now. Mm-hmm. And I think that it would be so good if we could do a restricted opening for a couple of weeks to see what that was like and then go back to the full opening.
But there were issues when there was talk before, wasn't there, of restrictions. And I know there were protests about that. So it's kind of works both ways, really. It's a very tricky thing to balance.
It's a huge problem and it needs a lot of talking about amongst people. But we've had, of course, this example, which nobody chose to have. It was enforced on us. And we've had this example and people have got a bit used to it, I think. You know, Petersfield side's been more difficult because of the gasworks, but the Romsey side has been like a real back street, and it's been fantastic. People love it. You can breathe. The sparrows are not coughing anymore in the trees. It's been really good, and it'll be sad, but it's sad too for some of the other roads, like Coldham's Lane and Cherry Hinton Road, that have had some extra traffic. But really we should be looking to get that extra traffic off of those roads, not push it back and push the pollution.
Yeah, I guess the object of the exercise ultimately has to be reducing the traffic, end of story, as opposed to moving it somewhere else, because that just transfers the problem, doesn't
it? Absolutely. And the Greater Cambridge Partnership and Cambridge City Council are going to do that in one form or another over the next 2 or 3 years. There's going to be a reduction. I mean, we have 100,000 vehicles come into Cambridge every day.
That's a lot of traffic, isn't it?
That's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That can be improved by better bus systems, improving the railway. Cambridge South will make a difference. There's new plans for bringing traffic into Cambridge and restricting it from the city centre outwards, maybe. I don't know, there's a whole lot in the melting pot. But when you try and take a person's car away, that becomes like
point
their whole soul.
Yes. No, it's a yeah. For someone who has a car and doesn't use it too often, I still kind of want to keep it, even though it's most of the time just sits opposite me doing nothing whatsoever.
Well, that's right.
Parklet. When's the Parklet going?
Well, it's due to go on the 25th.
This is outside Limoncello, isn't it? For those don't know, it's a little area.
It's due to go on the 25th. And I'm in conversations with the County Council about keeping it for another week.
Okay.
So that we can just see the effect of the parklet on traffic when it comes back onto Mill Road. So we get some feeling of, hey, would this idea work? You know, what will it be like when there's more traffic on the road? So.
Interesting thought.
I mean, I'd love to leave it there, but I understand that I was given permission for a few weeks. I think we're going to get an extension for 1 week just to do the test.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can pop back next week for what I guess will be a final Mill Road minute of the Mill Road Summers. Dave said lots of things going on, particularly this final event on Saturday week, the bank holiday weekend. And I know that myself and Miss Milazzo are planning an evening out on the parklet sometime next week.
You do come as well.
And I guess Rosie, and I guess you'll probably be around somewhere, won't you, as well, Dave?
If you invite me, I'll come down there and we can share a lemonade or something.
Sounds very good plan. Dave Bagent, Councillor Dave Bagent, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.